Well, it's a real treat to catch up with a lady that helped me a whole lot to get my book out there. But Wendy Tarasoff has her own fine work coming out soon. First of all, good afternoon, Wendy. How's the weather in Penticton today?
Oh, the weather is sunny and bright, and it's a bit windy. There's a little bush that's outside my window here, which catches the wind, which is my wind barometer for when I go outdoors.
Right. And it's usually this time of year, I think people get creative because they're inside on the colder days. But gosh, you've been busy. I don't know where we want to start here. You've got a couple of children's books getting set to be released. Is that correct?
Well, yes. There's Freddy the Talking Mouse, and he's going to be available in both English and Spanish. I work under two names on Amazon. One is Wendy Tarasoff, and one is Wendy Turner. So I'm really happy that it's about a grade 5 level. It's about adventures children can have outside as well as indoors with a story that goes with things that they can actually do.
Right. And what's the story about? Is it pretty basic then?
Well, it's about a talking mouse. And he comes to live in this little boy's house. And he has a little hole in the wall that he's made for himself in the kitchen. And he actually loves cheese and crackers. And so when Mom makes cheese and crackers, he comes out onto his balcony and actually shimmies down the extension cord and grabs the cheese.
Where'd you get all these ideas from? Did you have a vast imagination when you were a little child then, Wendy?
Well, I think I grew up in an oral tradition household, so I can say that I was an illiterate person. Right, and we heard stories around the dining room table, and then I went on finally at one point to go to university and found out that I had E-level grades and that I needed lots of work, and I put in the work and eventually wrote an A++ level play. So the idea is, you know, Einstein actually says that imagination is greater than knowledge. And so, you know, to say what if to kids is really important. What if this happens? What if that happens? What if you have a dragon in the house? What would you do? What if there's a treasure box and there's a ring and a compass in there? You know, what if this? What if that? What if the box breathes fire? Right, because there's a dragon sitting on top of it. What if the dragon's tail unlocks the box?
Right. Well, there's so much going on in your head, but it's trying to put it down to paper, and that's the trick to it all, and that's obviously what you've done with Freddy the Talking Mouse and some of your other projects as well.
Well, I think that when you're looking at writing, sentences and words are key. Right. So I've written a book called The Secret Sauce of Sentences that talks about 15 sentences that I use to write with every day and explains them in detail. Right. That will also be coming out.
Very good. Is there anything else you want to get out to people? What's the best way to be able to pick this book up then?
Well, the best way to pick up the children's books is at Amazon on the 27th of February. They should be out. And then Diamond is also coming out at that point. It's my debut album, or, well, I guess you could call it novel, right, on a romance murder mystery, a thriller.
Boy, that's two different thought patterns, going from a children's book to getting into something that deep of content, but I guess you can swing one way one day into whichever way your mind takes you to try and get creative.
Yeah, well, it's fun to be able to play the what-if game, right? And then you can sometimes look up stuff on the internet. Well, I was looking up all sorts of stuff. I came across something called ghost bullets. And so that really got the imagination going, like, what is a ghost bullet? And, you know, looking up various articles, even as far as Winnipeg, to find information that would that could be turned into a good story, right? But you know, I've had to best a few things in life. I've gone from from illiteracy to writing well at the university. And then I had two car accidents, and that put me behind the eight ball. And I couldn't even write a sentence then.
Wow.
And now I write beautiful sentences in books. So it has been quite the personal journey as well.
At one time, Wendy, you had actually done some work for the city of New Westminster, didn't you?
Well, basically, I pulled a writer's conference together. I'd shared right on the river in New Westminster, B.C. I also wrote poetry for the city competition, and won that competition with a poem called We Stand that honored the people that served in World War II. So that went with a photograph that was ghostly of the soldiers coming down the hill, where there's a little boy that reaches for his dad and the mom reaches for the child. And now that photograph has been bronzed and is in a park in New Westminster.
Gosh, that is such...
So the people for that competition were the mayor of the city, the oldest library in B.C., and Don Benson, poet laureate. We only have two poet laureates in Canada.
Right. Well, that's something to be very proud of on your resume. It's nice to talk with you. Well, so we'll look for Diamond and we'll look for Freddy the Talking Mouse in both English and Spanish, right? How do you put them to Spanish?
Well, there are people that if you start talking, you find out they're Spanish, and for a small amount of money, they will help you put a book into Spanish, right? Yet you're just starting out, so they understand that. So you pay them a little bit of money for their effort. Sometimes you can get a translation through Google Docs. It will translate into any language, but you actually do need a native speaker to go through that to see what that'll do. And the secret sauce of sentences will also be coming out.
Well, that's excellent. That's two places to market it to, English and Spanish-speaking people.
Yeah.
Gosh, good luck with it. Is there any other messages you want to get out while I've got you here today, Wendy?
Yeah, just don't let the critics stop you. I mean, you know, if you're thinking of any creative endeavor, there's always the critic that will come in and say, you know, am I good enough? Can I do it? Maybe I should give up on my dreams now. Don't give up on them. Just keep going.
Thank you both for the interview and for helping me with my project as well. Take good care, Wendy.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Dennis.
You want to look for Wendy Turner or Wendy Tarasoff with these two books that are coming out we've just talked about, Freddy the Talking Mouse and Diamond.